Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
I welcome you to Wednesday, April the 22nd of the radio broadcast, the Gospel Pulpit. I praise the Lord for the open doors that we're able to get into on radio, and I don't take it lightly. I mean, that every station I'm on, the internet, and I appreciate each and every internet. You know, we're on the two internet stations. We're on Lift Him Up Radio, Brother Christopher Cox, and we're on Macedonia World Baptist Missions, there with Brother Caudle and Brother Campbell. And I praise the Lord for every place that we go and reach. And people, you wouldn't believe the response I've been getting about the Reaching America. I've gotten letters from places I didn't even think I'd ever get a letter from. And what Reaching America is we're trying to go on some radio stations where there's not as many churches. And we've already taken on KLNG in Omaha, Nebraska, and enough money's come in to pay for that for a year. Now, we're working on Tucson, Arizona, and we get sufficient funds, we'll take it on. So we need about $3,100, and I'm trying to just be as transparent as I can be. We probably had 30, 40 people already respond. I wished it had been more than that, but I'm just trying to be, and maybe it's more than that by the time you get this broadcast, because it's about a month from when I'm taping. So, you know, the Lord's been good. We're not going to bellyache about it. We thank God for it. Now, what we're asking is 1,000 people across America, and the listening audience, to give $10 a month for the next year to help us go on some new stations. Not for our glory or for our ego, but for the glory of God. Now, if you're making a check, make it to GBI. You can give the $120 all at one time. You can call our office and give on the card, or you can give on the website at the PayPal, or you can mail us a check. You make the check to GBI. Our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Now, if you want to call our office, 336-356-1560. That's 336-356-1560. And we'd be glad for you to do that. And you help us out and pray for us about this project, because we'd like to go into Tucson, Arizona. We can get this $3,100 in by the end of April. And we're not after your money. We're just going to do what we can for the glory of God. Give Jesus the glory. God is good, ain't He? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Amen. Now, our message today on intercessory prayer. But, I like this but right here, don't you? Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for Him. I mean, the church got behind this with interceding prayer. The church said, hey, we got a need. We got to pray. But now, I'll tell you something. It's time. It's time. It's time for our churches now to call prayer meetings. It's time for us to come together and pray for our nation. It's time for us to come together and pray for our needs and pray for each other. It's time for our churches again to come together. We got every kind of ministry you can think of in the church. I'm not gonna shoot some of it. Some of it's good, some of it ain't worth a nickel, but some of it's good. But listen, what about prayer? Let me ask you a question. You know, preachers will tell you all over the country that they'll have all kind of people show up for all kinds of things. They call a prayer meeting, and hardly nobody shows up. But old Brother Bobby Robertson, before he went to heaven, I heard him say this. Bobby stayed at Gospelite over 60 years. I think it's 62 years. Bobby was my friend. And Bobby said this. He said, people asked me about the success of the church. And at one time, Bobby Robertson was running 4,000 people on. So, I mean, just an old country pinto bean hot dog eating preacher. I mean, he was just country as cornbread. I love Bobby. He's my friend. And here's the thing. Bobby said this. He said, I believe a lot of our success could be attributed to the Saturday night prayer meeting. The Saturday night prayer meeting. Bro, let me tell you something. Your church service on Sunday will be no better than we pray on Saturday. And I'm guilty. I am guilty. Are you guilty on Saturday? And I tell you what the devil will do. On Saturday is a big sports day. Especially in the fall, there's football games all over the TV. And I got in a few years ago to this college football. I got into it. And I'm telling you, a game will come on. And if you ain't careful, you'll set up 10, 11 o'clock at night watching somebody punt a football when we ought to be in the prayer closet praying God would save a sinner on Sunday. Amen. I know that hits us right between our eyeballs, right? I'm saying, oh, ouch. I'm not saying amen. I'm saying, ouch. Ouch, 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 ouch. Amen. But we talk about revival. We tweet about revival. We post about revival. We talk about revivals. Pastor, there's never been a revival, friend, without prayer. I've read some of the commentary writings. I'm sorry to say, and some of them have dismissed long prayer. Some of them have said, oh, you don't have to pray to God and come and beg and pray to God and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. Well, you know, there ain't one thing wrong with that. That ain't what the Bible says. That's not what your Bible says. You remember that unjust judge? I had a commentary writer say that ain't what that means. Well, you know, I'm afraid we've heard so much about the Bible. That ain't what that verse means. That ain't what that means. That ain't what that means. That ain't what that means. And people just tearing the Bible apart. Let me tell you, the Bible means what it says. The unjust judge said he wouldn't hear that widow for a long time. He said, but lest by her continual coming, she weary me. You know how God answers prayers? By her continual coming. Friend, I prayed 17 years for a wife. Now, you're going to tell me that I could have got a wife in 2 years? I could have got the wrong wife in 2 years. Some of you young people would have never done it. You'd have never waited 17 years. I'm talking about interceding prayer. Listen, I want to tell you something. We ought to intercede for the needs of our church. I heard about a preacher friend of mine. Well, I say he's a preacher friend of mine. He's a brother of mine. I've only met him once, but I love him. I love to hear him preach. And he's in a hard city, boy. Some of y'all think y'all in a hard city. This man's in a hard, hard city. And I heard this man tell he prayed 30 years. Land's just not available where he is. He prayed 30 years for one piece of land. My friend, listen to me. Listen to me. You know what makes things real? When you got to pray for them. You know what makes mine and my wife's relationship so real? Because I had to pray for it so long. Amen. Let me tell you something. The church, there are times the church ought to meet together in interceding prayer, and we ought to pray. There are times we ought to pray. Now, I'm not saying you got to go to prayer meeting all the time, but I mean, you know what? We ought to pray. Amen. We ought to intercede to God in prayer on people's behalf as a church. Now, let me just say this to you. Sometimes you don't have to, you can pray to God on your own, but I'm talking about interceding prayer today. I'm talking about the church. Listen, if our churches would begin to pray again, there wouldn't be as much beer and liquor in our communities. Brother, we have let liquor by the drink come into our communities, and I'll tell you why. Because we haven't stood where we ought to in prayer. You see, it's easy for the preacher to compromise if he don't stand in prayer. I'm not trying to win the upper crust. I mean, in other words, I want to win them to the Lord, but I'm not trying to be friends with people just so I can get their money. I never do that. I never will. Let me tell you something. If you're selling, making, or promoting alcohol, you got a curse on you, and you're sinning. And it's a sin. It's a sin to sell it in the store, in the grocery store, in the supermarket. If you got a job in the supermarket and you're having to ring up beer, I pray God give me another job. Amen. 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 You don't hear that much anymore, but it's still Bible. It's still Bible. Listen, read the book of Habakkuk. God put a woe to the man that put the bottle to his neighbor's lip. Amen. Now, if our churches would pray, we wouldn't have as much thievery and drugs in the community. I remember this years ago, when I was a little boy, and this even before I got saved. My mama got saved 3 years before I did. And I remember the old-fashioned church we went to would have revival. And I remember the preacher would call 2 weeks of prayer before we ever had that revival. Now, nowadays we have meetings, and please don't, I'm not trying to be mean. I understand we got to use social media. We use it here. But let me tell you something. Nowadays, it's easier to market than it is to pray. Brother, I like to pray and see what God will do. Amen? I like to pray and see what God will do. Intercession prayer. Our churches. Boy, Peter, amen. You know why he got delivered over there? I believe because the church prayed for him. They could have very well brought Peter out and crucified him. He could have been turned over to the Romans and they could have killed him right there. But they didn't. They didn't. Amen. And Peter knew he wasn't going to die, so he went to sleep. He knew they wasn't going to do that. But God delivered him. But I believe the intercessory prayer of that church helped. I believe back in the early days, the early church continued in prayer. They really, that's one thing. Now I know this for a fact. You can have revival meeting and you can have the top singing group in, and a lot of times you'll have revival. Somebody say, well, who's singing? I think that's the least important part of the meeting, if you don't know my opinion about it. It ain't some singing group who's singing. Man, what's God doing? Who's preaching? Listen, it don't matter who's doing the singing. It ain't about you. It's about Jesus. It ain't even about the preacher. So who's preaching? It ain't even about the preacher. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about God, amen, getting in things. And the intercessory prayer, amen, interceding on our behalf, amen. The church used to have some power in the community. You know, not long ago, other countries were saying, you know, you can't pray within 200 yards of an abortion clinic. Well, why did they say that? Because they know prayer is real. Prayer is real. Used to be in America, prayer was real. We called on God. Amen. God is real. God is real. Listen, we've got a real God. Now, if we had a pill for cancer, if you had it yourself, nobody else had it but you, and you had ability to make copies of that pill, multiple duplications, you'd hand it out to every cancer patient they are, wouldn't you? We've got the answer for America. We've got the answer for our churches. We've got the answer for our communities. We don't have to see our young people go to hell. We don't have to see our young people turn out to be rebellious. We don't have to. We don't have to. We can intercede to God for them. All right, number three. Let me show you intercession prayer. Peter, God said, Peter, he said, I have prayed for thee. I believe we intercede for our country. I believe we need some intercession from our churches. Now, number three, I believe we need to intercede for other Christians. Yes, sir, I believe we need to intercede for other Christians. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 1. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men. James chapter 5 verse number 16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. Now notice what he said right here. I like this. I've used this verse a lot. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, brother, we ought to pray for each other. You know, I've got brothers and sisters on my prayer list that I pray for. Not just the church coming together, but what about private prayer for people? I got preachers that I pray for every week of my life. Now, I don't know what you feel about me or if you like me or if you don't like me. I would assume with the radio audience that we have and the people we have listening, I would assume there's some preachers out there that really don't care for me. I'd assume they were. I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but I'd assume they were. But I'm going to say this to you. Probably, chances are, I pray for some of you that may not like me. I think I've got some men out there that love me. I think they love the way I preach, and I try to help you. I'm nothing. I'm the radio's not about me. It's about Jesus Christ. But isn't it a great thing that we can intercede on behalf of another brother or sister? I've told you the story several years ago now. It's been, well, a few years ago. I was preaching for a dear friend of mine, and he gave me several Wednesday nights. I believe it's three Wednesday nights. He gave me three Wednesday nights, I believe it was, to preach for him. He was in meetings, and I was preaching for him, and I got real sick. And I thought about it. I was going up the road, and I said, Lord, I'm at the end of my road here trying to preach sick. And God laid two men on my heart. God said, I want you to text two men. He laid them on my heart. One of them wasn't even a preacher, and one of them was a pastor. A good man. And I text both of those men and asked them to pray for me. And I believe they did. One of them, I think he called me. And he said, what's going on, preacher? Now, let me say to you, God healed me right there in the car. You know what? Amen. Now, I had another situation come up just two or three years ago. You talk about sick. I was flat on my back. I got sick at right before New Year's. And I remember when a new year came in, tripped one year to the other. When it tripped from 2023 to 2024, I was laying flat on my back in the bed, sick as a dog. My blood pressure was so high, I was afraid to get out of the bed. I remember New Year's days on a Monday. I remember getting out there walking around my property trying to get some exercise, sick as a dog, sick. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast today. You've been listening to a message entitled Intercessory Prayer. Father, would you bless every preacher, pastor, missionary that is listening today? And or maybe they're not listening, but they're going to preach tonight. So you bless them all across America, if you will, Lord. Thank you for our churches here in America. Bless our nation. Help our nation. Lord, we sure need it from you. I pray you'll have your will your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.